Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Joyce Gradoville up Harlan Way. And good morning to you, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I understand that Halloween is kind of one of your favorite holidays.
Oh, absolutely. Love Halloween more than I do Christmas, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Well, one of the things that you do is to present murder mystery dinners. And you've told me that you almost always do some of those at Halloween, but others are welcome to do other times. But let's talk about one that's coming right up.
Okay, yes, that is Thursday, which would be November 2nd, and I'm doing it in conjunction with the Shelby County Museum this year. They approached me to kind of participate in a little fundraiser for them as well. And I think the reason they did that is because a lot of my scripts go back in time. And, of course, this house is, you know, technically back in time, built in 1908. So the one that's coming up on Thursday is, and this is my first time doing this one, so I'm really anxious about it, is a Mardi Gras ball.
Mm.
And if I love Mardi Gras as well, and they have crews down there, and every crew has a king and queen, and the king and queen in this crew are retiring, and there's a lot of people vying for those positions. So it's going to be very interesting. People will be dressing up formal ball. I'm going to hand out masks as they come in, because that's always kind of a criteria for the Mardi Gras balls and everything. And then through the night, as I serve dinner and everything, everybody will be dropping clues and all this, and then the murder happens, and then everybody tries to figure it out. So,
okay.
A lot of fun.
And usually you have the number of people can vary, but people do have to sign up for this one particularly, although and we're going to talk a little bit about this, whole groups can do this together, but people need to sign up for this one, and how do they do that?
They can call Potter House at 712-587-2588. And, you know, make reservations. What I do is send out the invitations and instructions, and they'll get a critique of their specific character, which is always marked for your eyes only, so nobody else sees what your character and the clues that they have to give through the night. So what it's like is everybody comes in and acts in character for a few hours for the night. So you're technically not yourself, which is a lot of fun for us adults to do once in a while.
Yeah, I think for some people it's a little scary at the beginning if they're not used to this. On the other hand, for other folks, this is just the greatest thing, people who love to step into characters. But I think everybody ends up saying, oh, yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
Oh, they do, you know. And usually there's a few couples or people that come that know each other, and then they don't know the rest of the people. But I tell you, by the end of the night, they're like best friends.
Now, you kind of have to work together on this. Now, this
exactly.
This does include a dinner, and does that happen during the whole?
It does.
Okay.
In the beginning, we, you know, just to introduce, to mingle as characters, and everybody has name tags, so they will know who's who. And you don't talk about, oh, hey, how are the kids, or how's farming? We don't do any of that, you know, during the time. And so they mingle, have appetizers, and then dinner is served. And then usually after dinner is when it leads up to the murder, and then everybody tries to guess who did it. And at the end of the night, I always give out an Oscar. I give out an Oscar to the best female performer and the best male performer, which everybody votes on.
So it's just a fun kind of thing, but also a little bit mind tingling here, or getting your mind going, because you have to kind of pay attention.
Yeah, everybody gets a, like I said, a synopsis of not only their character, they get of everybody else's character, so they understand how everybody fits into it, who's related to who has these aspirations of, you know, or who's having an affair with who, or, you know, things like that. And I actually have started doing a few private ones. At Christmas time already, I have booked an office of coworkers that are going to, for their Christmas party, come and do the 1950s Hollywood murder mystery. And it's kind of a team building effort, too. Mm-hmm.
So some of these are planned by you, as this one has been and promoted, but others could be done by a family, you said a company, just get a group of friends together and give you a call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have one coming up next month in November for a group of friends that they've come every Halloween but couldn't come this year, so they want to do a private one, and they just have fun. I've done one for a 60th birthday party, a family. Mm. And things like that, and everybody usually has a great time.
Okay, and it's somewhat changeable in terms of the number of people.
Yeah.
So they just need to kind of visit with you and pick out a theme. And
absolutely, I can scale that down. On an average, it's usually about 20 characters per murder mystery, but I've done 10 characters, 14. You just have to, adapt it.
Okay. Now, do you write all of these originally, or do you find this starter?
I have ideas, and I found this lady online. Actually, she lives in New York, and she's a fabulous writer, and so she customizes them with me, and I give her the ideas, and she's very detailed, very good. So I just kind of think of during the year of different scripts and plots and things that would work, and we've been very successful.
Okay.
So
what time do most of these start? I'm sure that's changeable, too, with the group, but what time is this one starting that's coming up on
this
November?
One starts at 6:30.
Okay.
With appetizers and some drinks, and then usually dinner served about 7:30.
Okay, so. And what is the cost?
The cost is $40, and some of that will go to the Shelby County Museum as well.
So $40 per person, but that includes the sort of the entertainment, which you provide yourself.
Entertainment, dinner, appetizers, yes.
The whole thing. So now we have just a couple minutes. I want to talk about Potter House, since this is where it's located, and I'm guessing there are some folks who don't know about Potter House.
Okay, Potter House. I moved here 5 years ago. Loved the house. It is, as I said, was built in 1908, and obviously my last name is not Potter. I get asked that a lot. It is named after Levi Franklin Potter and his wife Stella, who built the house in 1908. He was a banker that brought First National Bank to Harlan, which is now Shelby County State Bank. And beautiful home, and like I said, I do have 3 rooms that I rent for the bed and breakfast, but have really evolved into the events. Not only do I do these murder mysteries, but bridal showers, baby showers, any kind of lunches, Red Hatters from all over, and especially Christmas time. Everybody loves, they have Christmas parties and lunches. And
I'm guessing
like
you decorate profusely to suit Potter House. And where is Potter House located?
It's located at 1012 Baldwin Street in Harlan.
Okay. Do you have a website or a Facebook?
I have Facebook. My website is always under construction, so I'm not really.
And so if we just put in Potter House, if we're looking for Facebook,
that's
where we can find some pictures and some more information.
Correct.
Yeah. So fun time. And you can still, there's a few spaces left for this one on November 2nd, correct? Is that
correct.
Right?
November 2nd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at 6:30. So if you want to kind of get in on this and find out what's going on with this, and maybe you'll want to do something for your own group, you need to give Joyce a call. And that number is 712-587-2588. And find out, if you haven't already participated in the past, find out what a murder mystery dinner is. What fun, Joyce.
Yeah, it is fun. Thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. We don't know who we are until we see what we can do. Thanks again to Joyce.